I think what you do is after a game like that, you take a look at your defense. How do they play? Offense, how do they play? Special teams, how do they play? And there's always some encouragement. And there's always things that you need to work on. And has been mentioned here, pretty inconsistent on offense, especially in that fourth quarter. You have seven drives and you've got five turnovers. You don't get much worse than that. So there's a lot of areas that you need to improve on.
Folks, that is the voice of Mike Shanahan, who had the misfortune of having a really rough reception coming home to Denver. Rob Woodfork here with you alongside George Wallace. And that was an ugly one, George. That one was pretty ugly.
That was ugly. All right. The reception was nice for Mike Shanahan.
It was a nice 32-second tribute before the game.
But they didn't treat him nice on the field.
No. That was abuse, actually.
Yeah, and it's a little disturbing because I don't think any team in the NFL should ever give up 38 unanswered points. I mean, that's just I thought, ridiculous.
31 in the fourth quarter alone.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous. I mean, to be up 21-7 and then kind of go away from your game plan and go away from running the football, it's almost as if Kyle Shanahan tried to outthink himself and outcoach himself as if he was going to be down at some point in this game and needed to get back in it when they didn't really need to. So that's kind of a little concerning. I thought the offense took a step backwards. Griffin was not in sync with anybody. Incomplete passes. Granted, miscommunication on a few again, I think. Also some drops. But, you know, why go away from Alfred Moore? 17 carries. I mean, you want to keep Peyton Manning off the field. That's the key. You haven't heard, this guy's pretty good, Peyton.
Yeah.
Even though he had thrown a couple of picks and the touchdown, you knew he was going to come back.
That's your game plan right there, is keep him off the field.
Right.
And Alfred Morris, he was getting 5.5 yards a carry in that game.
Right. It's
you're not even seeing third down at that rate.
Right.
So why get away from what was working so well in the first half? You played him to a 7-7 standstill in the first half, and then you get a couple of lucky bounces to start the third quarter. You get yourself up 2 touchdowns, and then you go Marty Schottenheimer on that and just take the air out of the ball
and
you run it until they stop it. If they stop it and then you have to hit them with play action and so forth, then fine. But they never gave Denver a chance to stop it because they got away from it.
No, and you talk about the two lucky breaks, then they actually took advantage of turnovers.
Right.
I mean, the fumble, and then they score the touchdown, and then the D'Angelo pick for the score. So that's actually taking advantage of turnovers, which you're supposed to do.
Exactly.
And then you get the football back and you just kind of grind it out, which is what your offense is built for at some points. I mean, you have three guys last week against the Bears that rushed for close to 100 yards.
Yeah.
And then you go away from running the football at all yesterday late in that game. There were 3 or 4 possessions where Alfred didn't touch the ball at all, and it was 1 carry and a total of 4 possessions.
Yeah.
So that's just inexcusable.
To me, that is, and I'm not one of those guys where you get a couple of losses in a row, fire the coach.
Right.
That's kind of a fireable offense. I mean, this is sort of institutional arrogance on some levels, where you're not using your personnel to its capacity there. You have an offensive line that is horrible as a pass-blocking unit,
right?
But they excel in the run game. You have a battering ram at running back. I mean, just from the time I saw him in training camp, Alfred Morris, you do not get him down on the first hit.
Right, no.
When you touch him, he's still getting 3 more yards.
Yep.
And so you have those assets. They should have been, from week one on, they should have been running the ball and taking advantage of that. If people stop you, if he's only getting 2 yards a carry, then, you know, fine.
Right.
But putting Robert Griffin III in position where he has to go out there and pass 30, 35 times a game.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't do that and expect to win.
Right, and you also need to think, too, you're talking about playing your personnel. You have to know that, first of all, you're lucky to be up 21-7, especially with the depleted secondary that you have. So, if that's the case, you want to keep your defense off the field as much as possible.
Exactly.
With Gums playing back there and Bakari Rambo playing back there, no Merriweather, no Dowdy. So, that's also a situation where you need to think, too, how do you maximize that?
Yeah,
and they weren't able to do it, which is kind of disappointing. Now you're at 2-5, but you have a few weeks to kind of get this right. If not, then this season's going down the drain. With the Chargers come to town, then you go to Minnesota, which is a bad football team.
Yeah,
but you're going on the road in a short week, and then you go to Philly, which has obviously been up and down this year, and they already beat you once. So you have 2 to 3 weeks here to figure out which you're either going to be 2-8,
right,
which would be a disaster.
Oh, yeah.
Or even 3-6, 3-7 again, you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. I mean, they have to win those three games. You get to 5-5, then you're
Whole different ball game.
Yeah, you're right in the thick of things in the division. but you can't give away, in my estimation, they've given away two or three games this year.
Yes.
They've given away two or three games, and you can't do that in the NFL. We've seen this for years. Saw it under Norv, saw it under Gibbs to an extent, saw it under Zorn. I mean, you can't give games away, and they are doing that this season.
And you're lucky that the division is as bad as it is. I mean, the Cowboys losing now 4-4. The Giants, look at that. They lost six straight to start the year, two straight wins, and you're right back in the middle of it.
They're two games out of first place.
Yeah.
It is mystifying that that's the case.
Right, and the Redskins have a chance to, I mean, it could come unraveled very quickly here. Now, okay, nobody expected them to go to Denver and win, and I'm even being up 21-7,
it wasn't,
right, and even up being 21-7, it wasn't a guarantee,
right.
But 38 unanswered is just, it's just inexcusable.
Right, that's the sum of all fears right there, and so, I mean, I don't know where they go from here. they get a break in the schedule, like you mentioned, but...
But I shouldn't even say that because...
It's not even... those aren't gimmies. I mean, The Chargers are better than they were last year.
Phillip Rivers can throw the football still. Yeah.
Right. And, I mean, the two more weeks for Minnesota is to sort out their quarterback position.
Yeah.
And obviously we know that Peterson is a guy that can make you pay. So
And the way this football team tackles...
Oh, yeah.
Peterson,
I mean, even the most stringent tackling teams can't get Peterson down. So... you know me. I've been optimistic all season, but seeing what we've seen to this point, it's hard
today.
I'm not today. I'm not even discouraged by the fact that they lost because, again, nobody expected them to win.
Right.
But don't lose like that.
Right.
Don't lose like that. You
especially
know,
after having a lead like you did.
You have a lead.
And in control, kind of.
Right. And then you give it away by bad play calling, a series of five turnovers in the second half of a game?
Yeah.
You can't even do that on accident.
No. Not even in Madden.
No.
But yeah, it was a little disappointing. So we'll see what the coaches have to say this week, and Kyle and Jim Haslett on Thursday. But, you know, Phillip Rivers is somewhat of a potent offense, too. They could put up numbers. And if, you know, Merriweather will be back, I mean, unless he shoots himself in the, you know, puts his foot in his mouth again, which he did already on Monday.
Yeah.
With his comments about needing to end people's careers, that's the only way you're going to tackle these days.
Yeah.
And maybe, hopefully, Dowdy's back, but still have some work to do back there.
Yeah.
And the offense, too. I mean, it took a step backwards yesterday. I really think so, right?
No, absolutely.
From the consistency that you saw against Chicago.
Yeah.
And Griffin coming into yesterday. A lot of it may have through the play calling, but Griffin was off with some receivers. And, you know, he just wasn't hearing the footsteps in the pocketing, which is also kind of
And again, that's the
disturbing.
Book on him. But,
yeah.
I mean...
I know, we've talked about it here before.
But the thing is, you gotta throw the ball away. Sometimes you gotta, you know, go or get off the pot.
Right.
And, you know, he wasn't quite getting off the pot quick enough in this one.
But I don't think anybody's going to be, you know, I don't want to make it sound like we are, or anybody here is saying, or at least I'm not, that... You know, Griffin has earned his way. He's going to play through this. Like, he's the guy that's going
to
get
have to. I mean, based
Cousins
on what they gave up to get.
Cousins is not coming in
there,
yes.
Cousins, and as you saw yesterday, Cousins isn't necessarily the answer.
No.
And him coming in cold.
Yeah, I mean
we've seen that before.
Yeah.
He did the same thing in the Atlanta game last year.
Right.
He did it.
Because you don't get any reps during the week.
Right, exactly. So you come in cold, then that's sort of that's what you can expect from your backup quarterback in a lot of cases. But, you know, RG3 is the guy. You have to ride that out.
Yes.
You give him at a minimum his contract, which is what, 4 years?
Yeah.
Give him his 4 years and see what you got. And if at the end of that, then, you know, you got to cut
different
ties
story.
And fine. But,
right.
I mean, we're way too early in the process to come to any real conclusion. And of course, you know, sophomore slump. I mean, he wouldn't be the first quarterback.
No.
To, especially coming off of a reconstructive knee surgery.
Yeah, keep in mind, in the offseason,
he didn't have an off-season.
Mental reps.
Right.
Yeah,
he didn't have an off-season.
Nothing on the field. He was in the rehab room.
And by all accounts, that's the most important thing for a rookie quarterback going into his second season, is having that offseason to sort of have the light turn on and he gets sharper and just all around better. And he didn't get that. So.
No. We'll see if he gets it on Sunday.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, I'm starting to lose faith that it's going to happen this season.
Yeah, you know, you're a little down today.
I am a little down today.
I mean, I think everybody's down today just because of the way it turned out.
Right,
You took last week was two steps forward, one step back.
We're at the midway point of the season
now. I think that's a Paul Abdul song, wasn't it?
Straight up now tell me?
Two steps forward, one step back.
Oh, yeah. Opposite to track.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
See, we got it all here for you folks. You like that Paul Abdul pull right there?
Great. As a matter of fact, we should outro with that.
We should.
I'm going to do that.
All right.
Okay, so we will delve into the Redskins game with the Chargers next week. We'll talk to you about that at the end of the week on Friday. Also, bear in mind that the NFL recap next week It's going to be the mid-season review.
We're going to do some grades on that?
We're going to do some grades.
All right.
We're going to do some. We're going to predict who, you know, at the midway point, offensive rookie of the year,
sure.
MVP, all of that. I mean, here's a hint. Peyton Manning is probably going to get a few.
All right.
Maybe.
I'd vote for Peyton.
I would vote for Peyton, too.
Right.
RG3 is not getting any hardware.
No.
And the Redskins are getting some hardware, and it's not going to be a good one. That's enough teasing.
Don't tease it. Yeah, don't let them make
I'm
them
just,
read it.
Yeah, so read it. Rob Woodfork here with you. The recap will be up Tuesday. George Wallace, beat reporter for the Redskins. He is here all day, every day. We'll talk to you on Friday.